long days, but we had a good day.
Yeah.
Channel 2 was on fire last night.
You know, it's our life is interesting, and I think what we need to do to kind of help support our budget, we need to put Channel 2 on pay-per-view, because we're getting to the point now where it's interesting enough, and maybe we could raise a little revenue and offset some of these high property taxes.
There you go.
Well,
so we're creating controversy in order to try to drive an audience so that in the future we can drive this to pay-per-view and lower your property taxes.
That's awesome.
See, that's the way you do it in the entertainment world.
Exactly.
Ladies and gentlemen, in this corner, weighing 165 pounds, quadruple bypass, the mayor.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, I haven't been 165 for 6 months now. I'm way slid past that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. So
where are you at now?
I'm in 142.
Holy cow.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I thought
I'm a 142-pound bully, but you know I'm all right with that.
You'll be on the calendar of the boys of city council.
Yeah, that calendar will have 13 months or 7.
All right. Okay.
Basically, where shall we start? LPNL board?
It's EUB turnover. Just go ahead and dive in. And I heard some of the citizen pleas that just said, you know, let's get rid of everybody. Let's start over. So basically, everyone except the newbies were flipped.
Well, there's of course there's four members that weren't up for reappointments that will stay on, and two of them have been on there for a little over 3 years, and then two of them have been on there for a year. You know, it was an interesting meeting. We went through the process. We handled it one spot at a time. Everybody that was eligible for reappointment that wanted to be reappointed was nominated. None of them received enough votes. I think it's good and bad. It's good in the fact that we're going to have kind of a fresh start. I think there'll be a lot of the hostilities. At least we won't have any hostilities with five new board members. It gives us a chance to kind of get a clean start. I hate to lose the expertise of the men we lost off that board. But, you know, it's a process we go through. And LPNL and our generation for 2019 is the biggest issue we have on the table. So last night was extremely important for the city of Lubbock going forward. And like I say, it's not good, it's not bad, but it's just what it is. We got through it, and we've got a new board, and I think it'll be good for us.
Right. Hey, let's pause just for a second. If you got a question or comment about the EUB or the actions of the city council last night, you can contact us and spit it out. 770-5790, you can call right now and lay it out there for the mayor. Now, I just wonder, are you guys breathing a sigh of relief? Because I know that you just have people breathing down your neck at every corner about all of this stuff. If it wasn't the billing and the meters and the reads and underbill and now overpay and higher rates and, you know, not following the advice of city attorneys, et cetera, you know, then this.
Well, you know, I'm not breathing a sigh of relief because we had fixed the problem. LPNL board has never been a problem. Now, there's a lot of times I haven't agreed with the board, but that's all right. I mean, we're supposed to disagree in an agreeable manner, but we hadn't fixed any problems by putting five new members on this board. The council is the one that raised the rates in June.
Mm-hmm.
Raised the rates way too high at absolutely the worst time you could possibly do it. The council is the one that has not done our job in overseeing their budget. That allows them room to give an attorney that's been working 5 weeks a $60,000 raise. You know, I've disagreed with some of those board's decisions, but this council, we need to look at our charter. And we need to realize that we're in charge of their budget and rates, eminent domain and bonding, and we need to start doing our job, because I don't think we have been.
Hey, how does somebody get a $60,000 raise after being on the job for 5 weeks?
He asked for it.
I want to get in line.
He what?
He asked for it. That's how he got it.
Wow.
Wow.
That was it? Why didn't we think of that?
I could have had a V8. okay, so
he got a straight line forward instead.
Wow. Hey, I'm just kind of amazed. Now, does this have anything to do with the timing, maybe, or you think that he gets this? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm just asking. So was it the board that actually gave him the raise?
Yes.
Okay, so does this have anything to do with, you know, some of these guys felt like, hey, well, you know, Kimbrough's an okay dude. Let's give him this raise before we're out of here.
No, I don't think that was it. And here again, to defend the board, it's been very controversial at LPNL. They've had a really hard summer. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of public outcry, a lot of second guessing of every decision they made. They're facing giant decisions. And you know, there was a push a couple of weeks ago, at least a motion and a second, to terminate their CEO. And I can see fear. People afraid that, oh, we're going to lose all this expertise, and what's going to happen if we lose the CEO and then we lose our new attorney. And so I think a lot of the decision has been based on fear.
I don't think people are lining up for the jobs, being that it is a volunteer basis.
Well, it's a tough board, and you're right. These men and women donate a tremendous amount of their time for nothing. They aren't compensated anything. They get coffee and cookies at their meetings, and that's it.
Nice.
And I mean, they've had a tough 6 months, so I would imagine. I hate that we lost the three gentlemen we lost, but I'm gonna guess that most of them are breathing a sigh of relief this morning.
Yeah.
And we appreciate the years that they put into that board.
You bet.
Yeah. It's 17 minutes after 7 o'clock. We'll be back with Mayor Glenn Robertson. Studio 36 degrees. 67% humidity. Aha, you know what? The Mesonet updated like a half second after I just said that.
I tried to get you, didn't it?
I win. And I don't know, there's somebody sitting there trying to click, to hit the reset button. They must be listening, just trying to catch me in this.
Yeah. It's a conspiracy, Tom.
You know, since we're on a 15-second delay, it's probably, let's see if we can get them this time.
They're sitting on a grassy knoll with a black box controlling
you. Yeah, they are.
That's
but you know what? Now I've come to the conclusion that LBJ lives and that he's the one to blame.
LBJ LBJ serves on this city council with me. Latrell Bright Joy.
Oh, there you go.
Well, speaking of.
There is an LBJ on
the
council.
There is an LBJ on the council, see?
Nice. She was the only one that voted against the LPD doing an investigation to see if there was any criminal behavior.
By the LPNL.
By the LPNL board. Yeah, on the RFP process.
Correct.
Which you can go ahead and comment on that, and just where are we at, and how did this? Because I saw that, and there was some discussion about that, and I know she said that she couldn't support it and wouldn't support it and can't vote for it. Why not?
You know, I can't, and I'm not going to try to speak for Ms. Joy. It did kind of surprise me that somebody could come up with a reason and not vote for that, especially when there's been so many accusations made. Not only from third parties against city employees, but there's been accusations made against board members, council members, and accusations made against me, the mayor. So, you know, I felt like it was crucial. It's just absolutely critical that we make sure that we have our law enforcement agency make sure that nobody has violated any state bidding laws. And so, I don't know why Ms. Joy wouldn't vote for that. I'm sure she had her reasons. But I think if you're going to sit in executive session or in LPNL boardrooms and make accusations towards other people, I think you should really want for a police investigation to either back up those accusations or to clear the air. And that's what I think we need to do. We need to clear the air. I'm hoping that we get through this and law enforcement agencies tell us that nothing's wrong. This was, maybe not handled professionally and wasn't handled like it should have been, but we don't see any state laws or any federal laws or anything like that violated. So I don't know. It like I say, that was the one vote last night. And I'm very seldom shocked by how people vote. I feel like I've got a pretty good read of people going in there. But I couldn't imagine going into that meeting how you could vote against an investigation, but I'll let Miss Joy speak to that.
Well, everybody's always talking about transparency, Laura. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, when you pull it out and you want to put it under the microscope, then it suddenly becomes a different issue. this is what amazes me. With all of the discourse and everything that's gone on here, and everything that's in the mix, you know, in the mix, in the bowl, I'm amazed, Glenn, that we haven't had an investigation come in from, you know, the Texas Rangers or the FBI or somebody.
Well, I mean, do you start with local law enforcement?
Well, for us, yes. Now, you know, there's been a lot of rumors out there that this investigation is going on, that one. You know, quite frankly, if there's any other law enforcement agencies looking at this, we're not going to know about it anyhow. So I just think it's our job at this point to ask our jurisdiction, our local PD, ask them to look at it. And we worded it, Ms. Gibson worded her motion very carefully for him to investigate it at his discretion. And I think there's a lot of reasons for that, because if there is any other investigations, he can't cross lines, can't cross jurisdictional lines. If there's not, then, you know, he knows which way to go. But it's not our job to micromanage him and tell him, you know, you go investigate this, 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 and this person. Our job is lay it out, you know, we'd like for you to investigate this. We can't even demand it. I will tell you, I'm assuming he's probably doing it anyhow, but last night might have been more of a formality. But I think it's a formality we definitely needed to take. We've got to figure out a way to earn back the citizens' trust. And trying to block an investigation will not earn back the citizens' trust.
Yeah. Right. I noticed that that Mr. Hernandez had stopped with some discourse and asked about the motion and the realm or the reach of the motion and who was. What was the actual concern there? Because that, I was kind of confused.
Well, I think everybody at the dais was confused. I don't know what Mr. Hernandez was trying to say. You know.
Was he wanting specifics on who was going to be investigated?
Well, I think that's the way I read it. And that's a definite violation of our city charter. We don't go instruct our police chief how to run an investigation. It's just not our job. I mean, to ask him to run one is one thing, but to tell him who to do specifically investigate, we need to keep out of that.
Yeah, probably a good idea. Anyway, more on city council meeting last night. Mayor Glenn Robertson going to be back with us after bottom of the hour. If you would like to call right now, 770-5790, we'll get you registered for the Guns and Money giveaway. First four callers, 770-5790 right now. News Talk 790 KFYO 739. Good morning on Friday. Tonight, I think it's 56th annual Silver Spurs game. Lubbock High and Monterey asking the mayor who he's pulling for. Who you want to win this game?
Monterey,
because you are a...
I are a 76 graduate of
there
Monterey.
There you go.
76 peon. Now, you know, they call them peons and people are going like, why? But it was just some kind of...
It was short for champion.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, yeah.
That's our story and we're sticking to it.
That's right.
Anyway, had Jason Strunk in the house yesterday, AD and head football coach at Lubbock High, man. He's doing some good work over there with their programs. And right, currently the Spurs are at Monterey.
Yes.
So I guess, you know, you're hoping that they don't have to make the trek across the field.
Well, I tell you, it's neat that that tradition is still going on. I remember it when I was high school. It was a big deal, this game was. And here we are, good God, 37 years later, and it's still a big deal. I had the fortune to go over to Lubbock High about a month ago. I had an event over there that I had to go speak at. I don't know how many residents have forgotten how beautiful that campus is. But just to walk through that school and the history and how long it's been there, the architecture, it's amazing. It really is.
It's a historic building.
It absolutely is one of the most beautiful buildings in the city of Lubbock. It's amazing when you really take a hard look at it and realize that, you know, how old that school is and who all graduated from that school. I mean, we're talking Buddy Holly, there are a lot of just absolutely famous people that have gone through Lubbock High, and it's a neat touch of history.
Yeah.
That being said, you still hope Monterey wins the
Silver
Spurs. I hope
Monterey just kills them.
Well, Todd Pearson would agree with you on that. Now, just a reminder, folks, if you want to go over for your personal tour, check in at the office first, okay?
Yeah, times have changed a little.
You got to get your visitors.
You can't
fast.
Just stroll in and take a tour.
Yeah, Burl Robertson, I'm sorry if you all of a sudden, you now have thousands of people wanting to go through Lubbock High.
Right.
But it is truly a city of Lubbock treasure.
Yeah.
All right, more on the plate last night's city council meeting. Certainly many, many points of interest. Go ahead and offer some discourse on some of the things that you thought were the highlights.
The discussion on Atmos Energy. Atmos is trying to change the way they bill us. They want a system area wide rate, and they want to raise our base fee or meter fee. And it goes against everything that I believe we ought to do with utilities. Their proposal would have our rates go up about 19%. If we did it across the system, like I feel like it should be, not across the system, but by city, our rates would only go up about 2%. But they're asking the city of Lubbock to subsidize smaller cities.
Now, here's what their spokesperson said in an article in yesterday's paper. They said that it costs the same to deliver energy to an outlying town as it does to Lubbock, Texas. So, or the same to Lubbock that it does an outlying town. And they want to raise the meter rate, I guess the base fee, to $18 across the board.
Correct.
Let me tell you something. I said this yesterday, and I'm going to say it again today. My gas bill ain't $18.
Well, this is
so why you want to hose me for another $18?
It's no different than the battle I've been battling on our water rates. I've been trying, and we've slowly reduced them, but I've met a lot of resistance. I wanted to reduce our base water fee by 75% over a 3-year period. We started off last year, got on track to do that, and then this year we stubbed our toe and we just barely reduced it. You know, we've got no issue. What amazes me is we'll fight Atmos tooth and nail, and we need to. But when it comes to our own utility rates, we're not quite as hard. And so I think we got to carry this across the board.
You know, is it legal for me to get my own little gas bottle like they do out in the country and set it out in the alley behind my house and have, you know, Edens Walter pull up once a month and gas me up?
You know, it is. I've got a large propane tank at the warehouse that we use to fuel forklifts with. Now, you've got a lot of, and I don't know if NFPA regulations that the fire marshal is going to allow butane tanks sitting at residence, but, you know, that's a much more expensive way. And it's not that Atmos Energy is trying to gouge. I wouldn't say that at all. I just don't like the way they're trying to spread their cost over a whole region.
Buy an electric furnace. Buy an electric water heater now.
Well, you know, that's easy to say, but look what we just went through in June with LPNL.
Never mind.
So I'm not going to – it's hard for me to, you know –
really think about that. Please.
Shooting from the hip doesn't pay.
As hard of a time as I have with this Atmos increase, it's hard to take a really firm stance.
Yeah.
When we hadn't done a good job of controlling our own utility costs.
Yeah. Mayor Glenn Robertson talking about city council meeting, some of the issues facing the municipality of Lubbock, Texas. 744 and 36. KFYO at 748. Good morning, Tom and Laura. It is Friday. Here she is.
I did have a question about the whole gas thing, because I didn't really understand how the city council can tell a utility company, you know, no, we don't want a rate increase. How does that happen?
The state gives us jurisdiction over rate increases. Now, the way it'll work and what happened last night, they asked for a rate increase. We didn't deny it. We asked for a suspension for 90 days to give us time to look over their information to see if we do want to deny it. Now, if we deny it, then they will more than likely appeal it to the Railroad Commission, who always rubber stamps it. So it's a process we have to go through. We have quasi-jurisdiction over it, but when you get to the end point, we're always overruled. So it's just a little battling game that we go through to try to hold those rates down as low as we can.
Yeah, which that makes a lot of sense, what you said about, you know, our own utilities.
It does. I mean,
if we're not holding down those costs, how can we tell another utility?
That's the thing that bothers me. You can't sit up there on the dice and pound that dice being just, you know, as righteous as you can be, that we're going to force Atmos Energy to hold your rates down. When 4 months ago, you voted to raise LPNL's rates to a ridiculous level. So, you know, some things don't add up in our world, but that's politics.
Right.
Well, the problem that I have with this, again, is, you know, the I guess the information officer that released a statement that said that it costs the same to deliver to Lubbock than it does to, you know, a city that's, you know, 18 miles outside of Lubbock or 10 miles outside of Lubbock.
I would like to see the figures on that.
Yeah. I mean, that can't be true. That can't be true because it's farther. It's different. There's fewer customers, and it's not the same. I don't have a problem paying more
We're not in that business, you know, so I can't really say that it's not because I'm not in that business. I don't know. But I would like to see the figures.
But, you know, one of the guys that makes...
Proving that it's the same.
You know, and he's right on with a lot of things, and I like him, Bill Kurnow.
Mm-hmm.
But he speaks often at the city council meetings. And the thing is he says, you know what? If I use more, I don't have a problem paying more.
Mm-hmm.
But if I use less, I expect to pay less. And you know what? Here's the thing. A lot of people think that I'm nuts and my wife is nuts. And we probably are.
I'm not going to speak about your wife, but for you, yes.
Seems pretty normal to me.
Do we have a second? We still haven't turned our heater on.
Mm-hmm.
And we like it cool in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, really. And it's not just, and it makes our bills lower. But, I mean, you know, for crying out loud, last week we were sleeping with the windows open. You know, we like it cold.
Okay, so what's your point?
My point is if we're using less, we don't want to pay more. Mm-hmm. Why do we want to pay for something? That's outcome-based stuff. That's for the vendor. That's for the people who are supply. This is a capitalist society. Hello? Wake up and smell the coffee. 751. KFYO's News Talk 790. It's 755. Tom and Laura talking with Glenn Robertson after last night's city council meeting on the agenda. Was the issue of Atmos Energy and the potential rate increasing the meter fee to $18. Now, I appreciate this, Ron, you sending me a text this early in the morning. This is what he says. I'm smelling it, and it ain't coffee. 10-4 on that, buddy. Appreciate that. All right. Now, we were questioning your sanity moments ago off mic.
Because you have announced intentions of going for re-election.
You know,
what are you thinking?
Well, and I've been saying this for 6 months, but I had a little meeting with the media this week.
Mm-hmm.
Just, and I told them, bring your cameras, bring your mics. We're going to try to do this once a quarter.
You notice we didn't get a call.
Oh, you got the notice. I don't know if you did, but your station did. But I told them we just want to open the doors to City Hall and let the media in. We're going to show this on Channel 2. It's about an hour and a half of me just answering any questions that the media wanted to ask.
Mm-hmm.
But one of them, and I don't know how he got there, but Benji Sneed from Channel 11 said, Mayor, are you going to run again? I said, yes, I am. And we went on to another question. And, of course, that ended up being the news of an hour and a half conference, and it was that I announced re-election. But I am going to run again. My plans, if my health will allow me to and everything does like I hope it will, I'd like to serve 3 terms as mayor.
Mm-hmm.
I think it takes that long to actually get some things done, to get the direction of the city kind of moved in a different direction. I think we've made a great start. But, there's no doubt. I am absolutely 100% going to run again. And yes, there are people questioning my sanity. And I tell them, you know, they started questioning my sanity 20 years ago. This is just confirmation.
Well, it shows dedication to the city.
Well, this city's been good to me and to my family. And I love 80% of this job being the mayor of this city, what I consider the greatest city in the greatest state and the best country in the world. So I'm a very honored individual to have this job, and I'm going to ask the citizens to let me do it for 2 more years.
Well, that'd be awesome. We'll see you on the ballot. Now, the other 20% that you don't care about, does it really just you know, irk you on a daily basis, or is it just something you take in stride?
I'm getting better. It's you've got to understand, it's been a tough transition coming from the private world to the government world, where in the private world, I see a problem, make a decision, and fix it. Now I've got to take 90 days, build a coalition, and get the votes. But the drama is what I'm tired of. And you know what? We got to get rid of the drama.
I think everybody's tired of the drama.
Everybody is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, but congrats on getting your weight down. Notice that you're looking, your color's better. And you're down to 145.
Yeah, feeling good. I really am.
Yeah. Wow. You know, putting that in perspective, here I sit, I'm 110 pounds heavier than you are.
But much better looking.
Oh, okay.
That's the first time he's been speechless.
I know,
I was trying to weigh that out. I was wondering if that was a slap in the face, punch in the forehead, or what.
Thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you
appreciate
you.
7:59, good morning.